So how? How to control this mind? William Blake said, "The mind is such a thing it could make heaven out of hell or hell out of heaven." Even if everything happens just according to your plan, is your mind satisfied? Always thinking of something else. And if it is satisfied, how long does it remain in that state? Because the soul is seeking everlasting, eternal, unlimited love. But the soul identifying with the mind is filled with this enemy of ignorance, and it's looking for that love through the temporary facilities of the body. Krishna says in Gita that this ignorance, this lust, it covers the soul in different stages, like smoke covers fire, like dust in a mirror, or like the womb covers an embryo. Womb covering embryo means just completely immersed in ignorance. Dust in mirror. You can't see yourself. The purpose of the mirror is to see yourself. But when it's covered by dust, what do you see? Dust. The purpose of the mind is to reflect your true self. When the mind is clean, you see your eternal pure self, full of bliss, full of knowledge. But when the mirror of the mind is covered with lifetimes of accumulation of debris and dust, what do you see? All you see is that accumulated contamination. So the process of human life is to clean the mind, not to further contaminate it.